All right. If you're an LGS, close your ears, because I got some bad news to break to you. This includes you, Boo Boo. They're trying to kill the small stores.
Well, what is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having yourself a fantastic day. A little bit of a different episode for you today. It's a lot shorter than normal. We had a lot going on in the podcast, the Flesh and Blood Pro Tour, all the things to talk about with all the other games. And then we wanted to have Mike on for the MetaZoo Minute, but that went a lot longer than we anticipated. So what we're going to do is have another episode later on this weekend. That'll be just the interview with Mike from MetaZoo. And then we'll just have a shorter episode this week. And next week is our 52nd episode of May the Zoo Be With You. Super excited to roll in 1 year with you. We have new merch on the website at cadbeansmarket.com. George flavored merch. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Let us know what you think in the comment section below.
Let's go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Welcome to the most abbreviated TCG podcast in the universe today. Louie can't be on time, so you don't get as much content. I am, of course, joined by the latest man in the world, the owner of Cavdane's Market, the owner of not www.maythezoobewithyou.com, Louie DeGeorge.
What is up, everyone? Today's going to be a 40-minute episode of May the Zoo Be With You. We were going to have Mike on for the end of this, but we decided to do the May the Zoo Be With You MetaZoo Minute as a separate video with a Mike interview later. So this is going to be a shorter episode, 40 minutes. We're going to mostly be talking about the Flesh and Blood Pro Tour. We're going to talk about some things Magic the Gathering.
We don't have time for your 18-minute intro for you to do a 40-minute episode.
Astral Radiance a little bit too. All right. George, welcome, buddy. Glad to talk to you.
Thanks for being on time. I appreciate that.
I was on time. I was just working on a thumbnail while we were sitting here for a while. All right. You ready to hop in about the Pro Tour?
Yep. All right. Most importantly, I want to give two big shout-outs. Mm-hmm. One, thank you to Dr. Jimmy Jam, James White himself. I had seven players go to the Pro Tour. Not all of them were in the Pro Tour. They're like semi-Pro Tour, like me. Like four of them were in the Pro Tour, though. Four, five? One of them. And
nobody believes any of the numbers you say on this podcast.
They're all like close-ish. And they all went to go see Dr. James White. They all say he could not have been any nicer. When they mentioned that they went to the world's greatest local game store, he said nothing but nice things. Would have lost that bet. And I want to, for real, say thank you. All my players had a great time. But more importantly, big shout out to Dr. Alan.
Alan, yeah.
GOAT. The goat of Flesh and Blood is Alan.
Yeah, I agree.
Not have been nicer to my new store manager. Could not have been nicer to my players. It's funny, like, I was not going to go support Channel Fireball. When Alan said he was going, I was like, man, maybe supporting Channel Fireball is okay in this one very rare instance. Then I was like, no, can't do it.
I like it. Yeah, it was really cool to see everybody. I had a lot of people send me messages and pictures, and everybody seemed to have a really great time. Really cool event. Really wish I could have gone, but
You had a basement flood and kids, right?
Basement flood, kids. My wife worked 36 hours and 3 days, nights. Yeah. Crazy.
Pro Tour.
Pro Tour. It looks like it went really well. I think highlight of the Pro Tour for me was Bravo becoming Living Legend without winning the Pro Tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, best part of the whole week was Bravo Living Legend without
the Pro Tour. I think they solved the meta problem.
Yeah, 100%.
If you ban all the cards, there's no meta.
Stop it.
They solved the meta problem. And now, and I mean this. This is great news for the game. This is the best news that I could conceive of for the game, is they solved the balance problem. Now they just have to keep that balance in line in these upcoming sets.
We saw this with the chain ban. It balanced it. We saw this with the Briar. It balanced it after chain. When they removed seeds, it balanced chain. When Briar hit and was super good and they did the thing they did with the Briar, the errata, that fixed it. And the Bravo seems to fix it. So now the question is, can they do that prior to releasing the set? which, you know, hopefully they have more time for the playtesting with post-COVID and all that stuff. So I think we are in a really good place. I think this meta, the double Kano thing was really cool. I think that's a really super unique, like...
I just want to say that I think the Kano thing showed me one thing in particular. I think Kano won a total of one pro quest. That store must just be the training ground for the top players.
There you go. Happens to just be your store.
That's, oh, is it? I forgot about that. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think like the Kano thing's really cool because I don't think
down my air pipe.
I don't think you see the Kano thing pop up in other TCGs. Like, I don't think you see a rogue deck have two of the top eight pop up in the other TCGs. I think that's a really cool dynamic.
I think it was great.
It also completely jacked up the entire process, which I love. Like, I think it was like, nobody expected it. Nobody bought Kano. I actually did an interview earlier this week with Peter from Min-Max Games. He said they brought like 60 playsets of Null Rune, and they all instantly, everybody was coming up to the booth looking for Null Rune because nobody brought it. It's hilarious. Good stuff. Classic stuff.
Sponsor, continue.
Oh, stop it. He's not even spot. I'm allowed to talk about other people. You're like a jealous girlfriend. It's hilarious. I haven't had a jealous girlfriend since like seventh grade. You're like,
I haven't had one for long. If this coffee doesn't go down the right tubes, dude, I'll be honest with you.
I'm gonna start calling you Emily. That was my jealous seventh grade.
I want you to know how much I hope he listens to this podcast. He's like, he still thinks of me.
Shout out to you, Emily. It was a great time.
Welcome to May the Zoomy with you, Emily. Thank you for listening. This is not creepy at all.
Eighth grade, ninth grade.
Let's me and you meet up at Tudor's Biscuitville.
Tudor's Biscuit World, dang it.
That's the same thing.
Get your hint. It was cool. You know, everybody seemed to have a great time. You know, number of players, I think they probably could have had more there. Obviously, we had a couple people disgruntled because they couldn't get into the calling.
I don't want to be too harsh on them. I think the comments they posted were already pretty harsh to them. I mean, like, part of me is like, if you're flying into an event.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I will say I'm a complete hypocrite. I have not bought my ticket for Collecticon yet that I'm going to in 7 days.
Much different, though. Like, they're not going to run out of space for a convention.
I also got an in.
Yeah.
I got the connects.
You got the connections.
Got the connects.
Screwed. So really cool to see everyone. Like, the community seems to have had an amazing time there.
All my players had a great time.
Rudy's been doing a lot of videos, and Unhinged Magi have been doing a lot of videos talking about a lot of the drama, working through a lot of the drama. I think Rudy's been hinting at some like conversations with Channel Fireball, which is interesting.
You know what I say about that?
What?
Save the drama for your mama.
Love it. So interesting to see that. We'll talk about in a minute like some of the things we didn't get from Pro Tour that I don't know why we thought we were going to, but I think all in all, this event, and I said this on the reaction phase, and I said this in another video this week, is the best Flesh and Blood event of all time. I think it went really well. I think everything, you can't look at it in any negative light. I think it's a huge testament to organized play and meeting together. I think it's a really, really great thing. And I wish I could have gone. It seems amazing. So good job to those of you who went. Yeah, like from top to bottom, the meta was really good. It seems like the community was really good. Like, I don't think there's anything else to say about it. So
love the heart play mat. Love the heart playmat.
Yes.
I don't collect playmats. I have like two playmats I bought in the collection that I'm not allowed to sell because of LSS rules. I'm not Team Covenant. I got two Easter egg playmats. And I think that might be all my Flesh and Blood playmats that I didn't design.
The heart playmat's cool.
I'm buying a heart playmat.
Yeah.
I think I thought
about it, and I have too many playmats.
I love the game. That's the difference.
I also love the game. I just have too many playmats. They don't fit in my house anymore.
That's why you're doing this from your garage.
This isn't my garage. This is the office. It's a different angle, and I haven't finished setting it up yet, so the lights aren't.
You look like the Undertaker boom,
I know who the Undertaker is. Why would you assume I don't know who things are?
You don't know who wrestlers are. We did this last time. Alan would know. Alan gets it.
Alan would know. Alan does get it. Everyone I talked to had an amazing great time. And
great. All right. So, all right. Cool prizes, cool swag. Love that they did the lore book for the commoner winner.
Water bottles are cool. Listen, like that's the type of stuff I want to see more of. Like, I would love a Flesh and Blood water bottle. I'd love a Flesh and Blood t-shirt. Like, that's stuff that I'd like to see more of.
Hawaiian shirts, James White. If you're listening to this, Hawaiian shirts.
This is the shirt I bought yesterday instead of buying us matching Hawaiian Pokemon shirts.
You should have bought the matching Hawaiian shirt. I know.
They didn't have my size. They had your size. They had like a 6X there. I was like, oh, that's...
Are you calling me fat?
Nah. I don't even know what size you'd be. I'd assume an XL.
That's fine. I can wear extra 2X.
They didn't have an XL. I tried on the large. I was like,
oh, no.
Not mine.
Large is going to fit over my, this arm.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I've talked about it a lot this week. I think this event was an amazing testament to the thing. I think, James White leaves this event being like, he said in the interview, this was his dream to do that.
Yeah.
And like, that
needs to come to the U.S. more often. That was my big takeaway.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is a better ambassador. I mean, like, think about how positive we were in the last couple interviews he did.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is a better ambassador for the game than James White.
100%.
He clears up a lot of the nonsense. He explains things, I think, very well. Everybody who met him seemed to like him. Obviously very well read. He needs to come to the U.S. more and do some more interviews in the U.S. We've invited him on the show, maybe one day. Maybe next week for a one-year anniversary if you're listening, James White.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I will submit my questions to you beforehand, and they will not all be when Mon 1K.
You young, beautiful butterfly, you still think that that's going to happen for us? I hope so. I've asked many times. We've had this conversation many times.
Well, the difference is before I wouldn't go on your show. I'd go on my show, though. Oh my gosh. I think that's probably the difference.
So I want to reiterate, like, we've said this a couple times. I would love to see a weekly or biweekly development blog. Things like the Starvo, we just shipped it. Like, that kind of conversation, I think, would be super great for the community to hear on a more regular basis.
And I think once a month is fine, but yeah.
It would give a lot of confidence to the game. It would clear up a lot of the issues. It would give content creators things to talk about that are not just hearsay, not just, reaching, but it would give a lot of clarity to a lot of the things we talk about. And it would give people who are on the cusp of selling their product or people who are on the cusp of buying product, maybe some things to keep them engaged in the realm. So I think that's a really important thing. It's also something a lot of companies do. Magic does it. They have, Mark Rosewater has the thing. They have Magic Monday mornings, which is a really cool dynamic. Like, there's a lot of things that they can be doing that would get James White and his team. I'd love to hear from Alan. I'd love to see some interviews with Alan on ProQuest seasons and things like that leading up to this stuff. I think more from LSS is better because they are incredible people, and it'd be incredible to see more from them. So, all right, let's move on to some things that we didn't get from the Pro Tour.
Yeah, we got
Pro Tour.
Yeah, I mean, like, so let me say, like, the whales I talked to, blah, 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 they all left very positive after their meetings with James White. Yeah. I won't say more than that. Doesn't seem fair. But like, they left pretty positive. The big news that we did not get is what's going on with Channel Fireball. Like, there was
why you thought we were going to get that.
There was a lot of rumors that there was going to be some type of mutual breakup at this event. There was a lot of rumors swirling about that. That clearly either was not an accurate rumor or didn't happen.
That's silly. I mean, they have Vegas.
You told me this rumor as well, might I add.
No, I told you rumors that they were talking about it. I didn't say it was going to be announced at this weekend. I never said it was going to be announced they have another major event with them. I would say if this happens, if the divide from Channel Fireball happens, it would happen after Vegas, because there's no more events scheduled with with Channel Fireball, and it seems like that contract is probably up. If they, we don't know what the contract looks like, but if it is a 2-year contract, the 2-year mark is in September or maybe October. So it would kind of line up. They don't have anything else planned. Yeah. I don't know. I was not surprised that we didn't get any information about that.
I thought we were going to hear at least some clarification about where they see the relationship going.
This was the prom for Channel Fireball and LSS. You don't go to the prom with your date and dump them at the prom. You dump them a week after the prom.
I was at Starbucks serving drinks. Thank you very much.
You dump them a week after your prom when you're going to college. I mean,
I did not dump Starbucks a week after my prom. I still love her.
I didn't have a date to prom, so I don't think I went to prom.
That makes sense. I can see that.
I think I was, I don't remember what I did.
Playing Pokemon.
Oh, I did go to prom.
Was it with Emily?
No, it was.
This is great.
We went to prom, me and my best friend. There was a girl that was our friends, and nobody asked her to prom. So me and my best friend both asked her together, and we took her to prom as
wow. All right. No news on Channel Fireball. Woo! I'm saving this one today, boys.
No, that's great.
That's wonderful. We'll Fireball. Leave it at that. That's great.
The market seems to have not.
It's been 3 days. Relax, boo boo.
Well, I think here's the thing. You have this major event. You also have a major, major world, economic crisis on the verge. I don't really feel like, I don't know, everyone's freaking out about this. I kind of lean my people are, people I know personally are thinking it's gonna be really bad.
Diamond hands.
I mean, in the collectible world, I would say there's no point in selling things at this point right now. It doesn't seem like things are moving. We've seen a lot of stuff on the market that have taken some time to sell. We've seen some really incredibly low prices of things that are kind of shocking. That sold pretty instantly too.
This is great about not what we heard from ProQuest. This is really good content.
I'm saying that the Pro Tour didn't move the needle for the collector investors.
Okay. I agree. ProQuest at Compete Sport, the 28th, come on down. 1945 Fletcher Street, free, winner gets free box of crew. Thank you for plugging it, Louie. The other thing we didn't hear.
You want to tell them the date?
I said the 28th.
Oh, okay.
If you would listen.
Yeah, that would
help. For both of us.
Wait, what was the date of that again?
I thought we were going to hear something about an update to the retailer policy.
I'm helping you plug it.
I thought that was possible.
Why the Pro Tour?
I mean, This was not just a Pro Tour. This was an LSS party.
It would have been nice to have somebody ask those questions in the James White interview.
I'm not going to pick on those people, but I will say you're all cowards.
Nobody asked about distribution.
Nobody asked about distribution. Well, here's what that tells me. Players don't care.
They don't care. And they don't understand.
They're like, they don't care. $50, sign me up. Feed me, baby.
Yeah, they don't care. And
That's fine. That's cool. I got no beef with any of you. I got nothing but love for you.
Also, we weren't there to ask the questions, so that's not really fair. But I would have liked to see something like that. I mean, they talked about Bravo. I mean, they were pretty open about things. They talked about Bravo.
I will say this, and this is why James White needs to do more interviews. He's the most open.
Yeah.
When he messes up, he's like, yeah, I messed up.
Yeah.
When, Fireball messed up opening boxes 2 days early, he's like, yeah, they messed up.
Yeah.
He said a different word. Beep. But he's New Zealand. That's basically a comma in the land of hobbits. He's the most open, and that's really good to see.
We got a lot of clarity on a lot of things. We got clarity on Bravo. We got clarity on the New Zealand article that claimed that they were going to do NFTs. We know that they're not doing those anymore. There's a lot of things that we got clarity on.
Can you imagine printing fake news about LSS in New Zealand? James Wood has to live next door to this guy.
That guy's not feeling good. That article was crazy. And what do you do with that? I wish LSS would have come out and been like, don't listen to anything in this article.
I wish they would have confirmed it and then set these random dates.
That
been article had 2141 NFTs are coming to Flesh and Blood.
That article had 200,000 players.
Get it.
That line. It had 20,000 professional players in that article. It had a Netflix show coming out. It had NFTs. And what else did it have? Oh, that the heart was worth $50,000. That article is crazy. Anyway.
Why the last one? Like, why hurt? Like, why bring violence to this podcast? Next games, come save me. Get your sponsored boy here in line for me, will you?
Oh my gosh, you are so jealous. You're so jealous. You could have sponsored the channel.
I have better taste.
Go sponsor Jordan's channel.
Even though I got replaced, so maybe not anymore. Maybe it's just all right.
You're having a rough week. You got replaced on the Bone Zone. Great.
I have to do this stupid podcast with you. I haven't booked my ticket for Dallas yet.
Man, rough life you live. Anyway, I thought like I would have liked to see some of that stuff. I don't think that the Pro Tour was the right place for any of that anyway, especially the Chain of Fireballs.
I don't really care. I mean, like, I think it's fine. I think they could have, but like they didn't. That's fine. It's not a big deal. Like overall, enormously successful event. Looks like people are getting ready for Vegas now. Vegas could be good.
Yeah.
I can't believe I wish Tower City Games is doing Vegas. I want to go.
I want to go. I'm hiring an employee who starts the weekend before. So
you're allowed to say I'm not going. You're allowed to say that without making up 18 excuses every time you don't go to something.
I have a lot of excuses, but it's not an excuse.
My basement's flooding. I have kids. Listen, I have something else. I'm hiring somebody. You can just say I'm not going, and that's okay.
I put in waterproof flooring in my office. So
that's not waterproofing it. That's giving up.
This is giving up. My desk also is I bought a like a workbench, so it's got like 6-inch casters,
right?
Okay, and all of this stuff is like nothing is touching the floor. There's no electrical, so literally 6 inches of water could come into this room.
I'm happy you've given up fixing your basement. You're now just accepting it's going to be a swimming pool half the year.
Yeah, now 6 inches of water can come into the room, no damage to anything, and I can keep working even in the flood. This guy's
you are going to die of mold poisoning. You're going to die of mold poisoning.
That's fine.
I will remember you for about a week.
That's fine. I will.
Then, hey, Mid-Max, come sponsor the new podcast.
All right. Flesh and Blood, doing great. Excited for Uprising. We'll talk about that when we get there. Let's move on.
We got three. Okay. Uprising. This is important. There's been a lot of wild rumors.
Yeah.
One distributor has given numbers so far.
Okay.
It is not the distributor that usually gives a lot of boxes to small stores. See how I did that? Condescendingly.
Yeah.
What's that creature in the new Star Wars? The one that was terrible? Prog? No. Nope.
I don't watch the new Star Wars. That doesn't exist.
You did not miss anything. That was awful. And I say this as a very proud Disney shareholder. Disney, do better. God, it doesn't bother me now.
You know what? The biggest issue is I don't want to get into Star Wars.
So
you want to do a Star Wars podcast?
Yeah, let's do it. So your store's gonna say to you, I got riggedy riggedy wrecked. And they still might get riggedy riggedy wrecked. I don't know that yet. I don't know if your store is gonna get wrecked or not. I really don't. But like this is not the distributor I would expect your local game store to give 40 boxes to. Or 100 boxes to, however many they ordered. I got roughly the same percentage that I ordered as I did of Everfest.
Which is interesting.
That's about what I expected.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people still have Everfest.
I don't think this is going to be super short printed. I think people are freaking out because of what we saw with Everfest and Tales with one retailer getting all the boxes.
I can't imagine that you won't see Everfest or Uprising boxes at MAP at $80.
You'll see it at MAP or MSRP depending on the store.
It's already at MAP online.
Yeah. I mean, like it's going to be a MAP or MSRP box. You're gonna be able to buy this box at your LGS for MAP or MSRP unless your store sucks.
And I'm hoping that this new model with first edition on unlimited together, no difference, means that we can, as stores, order it for a couple weeks and not have this like mad dash just at the beginning. I think I like the magic
Wait,
model.
That's not how this works. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
They're going to sell out right away, probably. If they don't, there's a problem.
That's all they've done ever for Fab, but that's not what they do for magic boxes.
No, boo-boo. This is, tell me you haven't run a store for more than a week without telling me you haven't run a store for more than a week. But then it comes in a few months later, maybe a month later.
That's if they do waves of it.
There will absolutely be waves of Uprising.
Okay, but like my point is, I can this week order set boxes of New Capenna. It's been a couple weeks after release.
Mm-hmm.
Since release, I've been able to order a couple boxes of New Capenna set boxes.
That's because distribution had extra. That probably won't happen, my guess is, with Uprising. You'll get another wave in a month or two. This is my gut.
I'm saying I don't know. We'll get into it later. We can talk about this when we talk about Uprising, when we know what's actually happening. I think the part of the solution for first edition unlimited is getting rid of that idea that like all the products out at once.
It's going to take time, beautiful.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Emily, put your thoughts in the comments below on what you think is going to happen with Uprising.
All right, let's talk about the 13 billion Magic the Gathering products. Magic the Gathering just announced.
I'm all in. This is amazing. Dominaria 20.0. They're like, you know what's better than Dominaria 20.0? 20.0 boxes to go with Dominaria 20.0.
So Dominaria is going to have collector boxes, draft boxes, set boxes, theme boxes, commander boxes, and now jumpstart, which for the record I think is an incredible product. I have always been a huge fan of Jumpstart.
All right, here you go. You ready for this, beautiful? You got to pick one. You can't do both every set. I'm not team Jumpstart and draft boxes. You got to pick one. I think you could alternate. I'm all about Jumpstart Life. I think Jumpstart is the most underrated product Magic has ever done.
100% agree.
Oh my God, I think that's true.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Jumpstart is brilliant.
Also, stores did not do it.
Stores completely failed Jumpstart. Jumpstart did not fail stores. Commander Legends failed stores.
It's a little unfair because Jumpstart came out in the middle of the pandemic. Like, Jumpstart came out in a time where you couldn't do Jumpstart the right way. The only thing you could really do is, like, send a couple decks to your people to have them play with their family at home, which is great. But, like you couldn't do, like, a Jumpstart event where you came together. It would be really interesting to see, like, I think I might do some Dominaria Jumpstart events where, you know, that's what you get.
Well, that's a great idea, doing Jumpstart events for a Jumpstart box that Magic is providing you. That's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant.
But I'm saying, like,
hold on. I got to get my pen and paper. I got to take
it. Did anybody do that with Jumpstart?
Yes. They couldn't
do that.
Yes.
No, there wasn't.
I did.
You were allowed to host events because you work on a base.
Yeah.
Not support everybody else got to
if
do
you it. Support Freedom more, you would too. I'm coming for you, Spain. I thought you win the Pro Tour. Don't think I forgot about that.
I think Jumpstart's a fantastic product because it teaches how to play sealed. Like, it teaches people how to play what?
I agree.
Why are you rolling your eyes then?
Keep going. This is great.
I just think it's a great product that other games should also look into doing things like that. Like, Cryptic is doing this. They're called booster decks. So it's basically the same thing. It's going to come out and LGS is combined their 30 card decks that are all randomized. I think there's all right. 50.
Are we talking about Kemper's NFTs then? I just want to make sure we're on the same page. If we're pumping bags, can we pump some bags together?
I have zero Cryptic bags. I backed the Kickstarter.
So,
that's all I
do. Me too. So I have zero Cryptic bags. All right. I guess we're going to talk about Cryptic so because you won't shut up about it. I guess we'll talk about it.
I'm just saying it's a great, like, thing. It's a great item. You have a right.
I will give a shout out to Cryptic. They seem to be doing a lot.
You don't have to teach people how to play sealed. It plays sealed for them. And that's a win. This is you all the time.
Those are your best dance moves I've ever seen you have.
You didn't.
Everybody seems to love Cryptic. I don't really want to talk about it because I don't know anything much about it yet. I ordered a bunch of Kickstarter.
I'm not saying we have to talk about Cryptic. I'm just saying it's similar to Jumpstart. And I think more
games next week, Cryptic is Crypt is going to be the next, is a new segment.
Just going to add segments, do them once.
And then every time you game. Every time you discover a new card game, Zoo Tiles is due.
Oh my gosh.
What else is there? What else have we pumped?
Heaven forbid that I love games.
All right. Legions is.
Legions has a new set coming out too.
You know what I carry in my store? Fab. Zoo, Genesis, Magic, Pokemon, and sometimes Weiss, whenever somebody special orders it. Oh, and Final Fantasy, because that one customer burned me to the ground. If you need Final Fantasy, DM me. I got you.
Shout out to that customer, my favorite customer at your store.
I have so much Final Fantasy. So much! And nobody wants this!
So you think this is too many products for Dominaria, though?
I think it's like a cop. Like, here's what it tells me. This is... All right, if you're an LGS, close your ears, because I got some bad news to break to you. This includes you, boo-boo. They're trying to kill the small stores. they are absolutely trying to kill the small stores. This has been my feeling on this topic. This remains. Louis, there's a million sets this year. There's 10 million sets this year. Like, I did my cash flow. Do you know how, like, I am, like, one of the most liquid LGSs on the planet. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, I'm going to have to wire them. If you told me I wired $1 million this year for Magic, I'd absolutely believe you.
Yeah.
Like, there's a million sets and there's 2 million boxes. How do they want a small store to keep up with this? I'm having problems, not from a finance perspective, but from a where the hell do I put this perspective? I still got your Crimson Vow and Crimson Invasion chilling in the corner.
Yeah. Like, that's on clearance now, too.
Shocking. I will say, ready for the hot take?
No.
I'm buying it.
Mm. Of course.
I'm buying the dip. When I dip, you dip, why dip? When Magic dips, I buy. Always.
Yeah.
Magic and Pokemon. They're not going to zero.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. I think this is kind of nasty. I'm going to be honest. I think it's a cool product, but man, stores are going to have to wire some big money.
I think this is a product that stores I don't order theme.
Nobody orders theme decks.
Right.
Theme decks are the punishment for being a new store. Because every new store orders it people like a black deck. You order it, you're like, oh, this is all chaff.
I don't order theme decks. I don't order theme boosters. Does this product turn into that where most stores don't order it? I can see ordering two or three boxes or doing whatever pre-orders people want, ordering two or three boxes to be hey, let's run a Jumpstart event, but not like I do for other boxes. I don't know.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
That's my feelings on that. I do think it's too many, but Dominaria is sweet. I mean, I'm glad we're going back to Dominaria. Great. It was a great set. Dominaria is actually right before I got back in, I was just buying boxes of Dominaria. I wasn't playing Magic. I was just buying boxes of Dominaria once a month.
Let's go back to Ikoria.
Oh, you liked Ikoria? I think we will eventually.
I need more Godzilla cards. Need them to pump.
All right. Let's move on to Astral Radiance Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, this is a cool Astral Radiance. It's following the new Pokemon game. Did you know this?
No.
Yes, it is.
I said no.
Oh. Well, I'm making sure that I was right. It follows the new Pokemon
Switch game. You asked me, do you know? No. Yes, it does. I want to make sure I was right.
I was making sure that my information was correct. I kind of have Pokemon videos on in the background because I know Magic. I'm trying to learn Pokemon. Modern Pokemon. What are you doing? Oh gosh, this will be good. Is it the dog or is it something? Ah, it's the dog.
He went to the vet yesterday because he had an upset tummy and he had to get his checkup anyway. Oh my gosh. He's doing much better. Yeah. Yeah. I love you. I love you.
Good Lord. Okay. Let's get back to the podcast.
If you can talk about Emily, I can talk about Ollie. Put in the comment section if you prefer Emily or Ollie. I love you too. Oh, you're such a good kisser.
There's a lot of conversation about Astral Radiance and it being connected to the game and that being a really like driving force. People want to see the trainers, they want to see the, you know, the new Pokemon, the stuff like that that they get to see in the game, which is really cool. I think that's a win. I think that makes the set. It doesn't
this
have a chart.
This set's going to be a dud.
I don't want to say it.
This set's going to be a total dud. This set won't be a total dud. It won't be battle styles, but like it ain't going to be a banger.
I was just about to say there's not a Charizard in it.
There's a Mewtwo, the least favorite Charizard of all collectors, apparently.
Oh, really? I like Mewtwo.
All the Mew sets bomb.
So Mewtwo has historically been a horrible card in the trading card game. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, why can't they make Mewtwo good? He's a powerful, like, he's like one of the most powerful Pokemon, and they make him terrible in the game. A lot of people complain about that. So I think also you're coming off the bat. You have a lot going wrong for you. You're coming off the bat of like one of the best Pokemon sets of all time and Brilliant Stars. Like, really, really great set. Tons of hype. Tons of whatever. Evolving Skies, too. A lot of money flowing into those sets. And then, like, this one doesn't have Charizard. The game thing is good. I think being based on the game is really good. The worst part about it, though, is Pokemon Go comes out, like, right after. So this seems like a set people are going to skip.
I have, like, a list of people in line for Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go is, yeah. I get calls every day. Like, nuts. Absolutely nuts. So I think this set's going to be super interesting in that realm.
I'm like, no, but do you want battle styles?
But this set does have a trainer gallery, which is super popular. Listen, I can't keep Pokemon singles in stock. It's crazy. I have a guy, I think we talked about this on the podcast last week. I can't keep
and the week before if you're helping any.
I can't
if you're keeping track. Emily, will you please call him and tell him to stop talking about the same thing every week on the podcast? Oh, gosh. Is Emily the sponsor of this week's episode? I think so. Thank you for sponsoring, Emily. It's been great.
She gets the shortest episode. All right.
No, anyway. Wow. Woo.
You're really hung up on the Emily thing. You like it.
I do. Anyway,
Astral Radiance. Really don't look great. All right, let's talk about Metazoo.
I named many of my girlfriends from high school. Is that true?
Let's talk about Metazoo. Yo, high school was 400.
Etchins? Etchins. Shout out to Etchins.
High school was 400 years ago for you. So, I mean, I'm trying to think of like an old name that would only work for like that long ago, but I can't. My brain
doesn't work. Etchins was working with me at Starbucks.
Etchins?
E T I E N C E.
Are you trying to say Etchins?
No. Unlike you, I can read.
All right. We're going to have the Metazoo Minute, a bigger, longer Metazoo Minute later this week, an interview with Mike.
Why would we do it this week? Let's do it like later the day.
No, I'm not putting out two extended.
Why do you hate views and engagement and excitement about your channel?
Because people don't have 2 hours in their day to watch an episode.
Put in the comment section below if you would watch more May the Zoo Be With You.
We should just do it as part of this episode then. Like, if we're going to do that, then otherwise...
All right, let's plug some things while you're rambling. ProQuest, Compete Sport, 28th.
I think it starts at noon. This is the Metazoo Minute right now. Can you keep...
No, it's not. We haven't done the Welcome to the Metazoo Minute yet. Don't start
have
this nonsense.
I have it on the screen.
Well, like, you need... Then that's on you. Then that's on you. I can't see that. No wonder Emily broke up with you. And the you and so yeah, May 28th. Broke up with
you. It was mutual.
That's what I say about Ekins too.
All right. Let's talk about Metazoo real quick.
I'm not done plugging.
Oh my gosh. It's the Metazoo Minute. What is
June
your,
something compete what, sport?
What are you most excited about for Collecticon?
You know what? All right, this is going to sound corny, and I want you to know younger Georg is mad at older Georg for this. It's seeing the people.
Yeah.
I want to see people from the Castro Society again. Obviously, the goat. But I talk to the goat.
Yeah.
I want to go see Gary again.
Shout out to Gary.
My, my best friend from law school lives in Dallas. And so me and her are going to go to a couple things. One of my favorite memories ever. This is 100% true. This was like, I was dying. We were at Christmas, and like my dad and I were never particularly close to the rest of the family. So we did what you always do. You watch TV and you watch Pawn Stars. And the best episode ever of Pawn Stars, ever, is when Chum Lee makes wine. And he doesn't know how to make wine, but he bought this old winemaking thing, right?
Yeah.
So he dumps in a bunch of like sugar and grapes that he stumps on himself with his dirty feet and pours it in. It tastes awful. So he puts in a lot of like refined sugar and regular wine, and then they drink it. And my best friend from law school and I have always called this Chumley's foot wine. And we texted the entire episode. The entire episode we texted about this. So I am very excited to go meet Chumley with my friend from law school.
Yeah, super cool.
Gary, let me cut the line, please.
I'm jealous that I don't get to hang out with Gary.
What's your excuse this week? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What's your new excuse this week?
That week is my anniversary.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That week's my anniversary.
So you couldn't go last week because of something. This week, next week anniversary.
Last week it was my wife had to work.
Yeah.
I have two kids.
Yep. Then this
and my basement flooded. Which yeah, I
then this time it's the anniversary. Then I'm starting somebody working for me 20 days previous, so I can't go.
In Vegas, I have an employee starting the weekend before, and I'm not leaving.
I do too.
Employee.
You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, you are not going to Vegas.
Yeah. You know why? I don't want to support Channel Fireball. That's my
excuse. I'm not using the Channel Fireball excuse. I have an employee. I would go if I didn't have the employee. Actually, also
$800. Nobody believes that.
$800 for a plane ticket's too expensive for me, so I can't afford to go.
People, buy his legions.
Like $800 is too expensive.
Oh, and the thing I'm most excited for is the fourth wall rooms that Mike. Yeah, teams.
That's what I wanted to talk about. I was gonna say let's talk about the caster cup, and we'll talk about those with Mike too. But the fourth
wall
rooms.
Can I go get Mike refill while you're doing this? While you wait for Mike.
No, we're finishing the podcast. No, right, okay. Don't. You can't go anywhere. We're gonna do the podcast right now, and then we're gonna talk to Mike.
I gotta get my refill before Mike comes on.
It's fine. Let's talk about the fourth wall stuff, and then we'll do the interview with Mike after.
Hey, Ashley.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Ashley. Hey, honey. Could you get me some drinks?
The answer was no.
The fourth wall effect things. So if you guys haven't seen, I might throw a picture up. We'll see if I edit. But
he will not.
They have Mike's working on, looks to be like professionally done, super high quality. Like I would consider them floats. Right, like it looks like it's a float. I don't know. To me, it looks like it's a like people who make floats for the Macy's.
Maybe this is why your basement flooded.
For the
Macy's, it's on the ground.
I understand, but that's what like it reminds me of. Is all I'm saying, and I think it's really cool. Like this is what for me when I first heard about MetaZoo, I really caught on to is the idea that like the competitive events weren't just going to be played in some like big giant room. That you can't really even hear the people across from you. You can't hear the announcers. It's just white space everywhere. But it's going to have like an actual, fun in environment. So I think that's cool.
If you're going to Vegas and you're in Louis' Discord, Andrew Ice Nine will make a group for us.
Yeah, he will. It's cool.
Okay, good.
So super excited for that. We'll talk about that more.
Oh, let's all get together one night. I have a VIP party on Friday that May the Zuby With You is sponsoring. So come out to that. First 100 people get in free.
And, oh, yeah, we should pump that for sure.
And I'll be there. Louis will be there. Oh, no, never mind. Louis will not be there. I'm sorry. It's his anniversary of hiring an employee. Yeah. But I'll be there. And that's all that you really need to see.
Yeah.
Hey, goat, hey. goat.
Well, everyone, that is May the Zoo Be With You. And thank you guys so much for watching. Hit subscribe, hit like.
Oh,
and
my God. It's a 10-minute episode. You don't need to pump it again.
It's a 45-minute episode, and may the zoo be with you.
Be on time next time.
And may the zoo be with you.
And also with you.
And remember,
Louis was savagely late today, Mike. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.